When it comes to the media, broadcast and satellite programming, as well as social media, the left seems to have a stranglehold on the flow of information. We see this especially in news reporting and commentary. Recently, we saw the giant AT&T cut off the conservative network Newsmax from the satellite distribution through DirecTV. And DirecTV is not taking this lying down. We're going to talk right now with Chris Ruddy, who is the founder and leader of Newsmax. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Mr. Ruddy, it is great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, Jerry, thank you, and thank you for your great work on behalf of our country and our God, and I'm glad to be on with you.
Well, thank you so much. Now, let me put a little framework here, and that is the First Amendment. When the founders decided, okay, we've got to spell out what our rights are under the Constitution, they mentioned first freedom of religion, but they also mentioned free speech and a free press. Now, your story is a corporate story, and yet there's a free press principle at stake. So tell us what's going on.
Well, there's a lot here, but you should know that on January 24th, the AT&T owns DirecTV. They own 70% of it. They deplatformed to remove Newsmax from 13 million homes. So we were effectively censored from those homes. And back when Nancy Pelosi headed the House of Representatives, she and the Democrats under her wrote a letter to AT&T demanding basically that Fox News, Newsmax, and One America Channel be removed. AT&T does a lot of business with the government. And they have close ties with the Democrats. At one point, they were running CNN when it was very weaponized against Republicans. And they moved to remove One America Channel. In the past year alone, they removed One America and then Newsmax. They only had three conservative-leaning news channels. We count over 20 liberal news channels on DirecTV that people pay for. And so people just said, look, enough. Many people are calling and complaining now about what DirecTV, they've done two of the three only conservative news channels. President Trump has called, he's even actually called for a boycott of them, of AT&T. And people are very upset about what has taken place. I can tell you that they have claimed we wanted excessive fees to stay on, which is not true. We're the fourth highest rated cable news channel. We were looking for a fee of about $1 per cable subscriber per year, which is like a big nothing in the cable world. CNN gets $14. So we believe that they were really trying to censor us, and people are speaking out. And many people have, Mike Huckabee, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, have all said that this is censorship.
When you say the fourth highest rated cable channel, that means period of whatever the content is. In other words, not just the news and commentary type channel.
Right. I mean, they replaced us with this channel called The First that has no ratings, no other cable channels carried. It has no news bureaus, no news reporting, no one at Washington or the Congress. You know, it's very expensive having a news operation, and you need cable license fees to do that, and they know that. They were trying to deny us any fee, even a penny in fees. We believe that that was discriminatory. Why do they pay all of the liberal channels but not Newsmax? We have a lot of this laid out, Jerry, on a website called iwantnewsmax.com. Real simple. It's iwantnewsmax.com. And we lay out some of the things that they've been saying and doing and how people can fight back.
Would you view this as out-and-out censorship?
I believe it's censorship, yes. Now, government's the one that can engage in censorship, but if government officials write to DirecTV and AT&T and tell them take off Fox, Newsmax, and One America, and they comply and they take off two of the three and a year after that, I think it's a serious worry that government is interfering. We know from the Twitter files the government was directing, the FBI and others were directing Twitter what stories to allow on their platform, what stories to allow to be disseminated and distributed. It's a serious breach.
Yeah, Elon Musk even said, I inherited a social company, or I bought a social media company and a crime scene. And I think by that tweet, what he was talking about was, you know, the fact that there was this collusion between the government and this high-tech company. I mean, these are scary times.
Yeah, there's a great book by this Congressman Ken Buck, who's written a book called Crushed. And Crushed really talks about how all of these big tech companies are working secretly with the government. The Hunter Biden laptop, he really details in Crushed what they're doing and how they did it. And I think it's wrong. I mean, government is, this is like a police state when government starts telling the media what to print and what not to print. The old days, even liberal media organizations wouldn't do that. Now they seem to be totally in cahoots.
Well, here's a quote on this story from Harvard's Alan Dershowitz. Well, he's Professor Emeritus, Harvard Law School. He wrote a column in Newsweek about the cancellation of Newsmax. Quote, "As a liberal, I am truly troubled that a major conservative cable news channel and one that is reliably pro-Israel like Newsmax was silenced by AT&T. If AT&T and DirecTV can get away with silencing Newsmax, who will be next?" How about your comment on that quote? It's a great quote, by the way.
Well, Alan Dershowitz, like you say, is a well-known liberal attorney, famous constitutional legal defense lawyer. And he's saying, look at this. He says, you mean to tell me that Newsmax is being deplatformed, but you never hear about liberal news channels being deplatformed? And we're asking for fees lower than any of the other channels that are on the system. I think that public are angry, and it's not just a conservative issue. We're all threatened, as Professor Dershowitz said, when people can be targeted for their political points of view. Newsmax is, you know, we're reaching about 20 million people regularly. We're the fourth highest rated cable news channel. People that listen, by the way, they can go to newsmax.com, but they can also download our free app on their iPhone and Android, get latest breaking news that way. But the best way is to get us on cable, and they need to have us on DirecTV and AT&T. We're encouraging people, if you're a DirecTV or U-verse customer, call them, and we have an easy toll-free number, 877-NEWSMAX, 877-NEWSMAX, and complain. Let them know you're angry. You can also call Congress. We're asking people to call members of Congress and let them know you want hearings on the censorship. The number for Congress, again, is real easy, 877-NEWSMAX, and we'll connect you on one of the buttons there when you call in. And you can speak to your senators, your congressmen. It's a real situation that we are being threatened across the board. It's not just Newsmax. It's just not this company. It's a bunch of other companies that are all being affected and impacted.
When does this stop? I mean, for example, at any point does AT&T say, okay, forget it, we don't care, and we're just going to move on? And yet I understand from some of your own communiques that AT&T has actually lost something like 7% of their, the profits or whatever since this censorship move against Newsmax.
Well, their stock is down for clear ever since this happened. I think that President Trump, you know, has heavily criticized AT&T. I think a lot of consumers are voting with their pocketbooks. But, you know, we are still in some discussions with DirecTV. I can't tell you that they're very positive, but we are open to discussions with them. They have not moved much. Certainly, we have moved a lot to try to get back on. But if it is political, you can see maybe that would be a reason that we would never go back on. It doesn't matter. The public still can get news on Newsmax by moving to other cable systems that carry us. So there are plenty of them out there.
Well, you say it doesn't matter, but it does matter, right? Because of the principle
involved. In other words, it does, right. But in one instance, that it's not going to end, I mean to say it's not going to end Newsmax. That the public will come and find us where they have to find us. I think your audience, especially, Jerry, are not going to just sit back and let DirecTV, AT&T, or any cable company determine what they're going to watch or not watch. Unfortunately, there are a lot of companies that see the value. I mean, we're on the Dish Network. If you have satellite, we're on Dish, we're on Comcast, we're on Cox, we're on Spectrum, all the major ones.
Wow. I really hope this does resolve in a positive way with DirecTV, you know, but sometimes, you know, when people start to lose face or something, when they've made a boneheaded decision like this, you know, you wonder how this is going to resolve. I wonder if even somebody would ultimately end up having to have a replacement at the board. I mean, look what happened with Disney about a year ago.
Yeah, and they really haven't changed their ways at Disney. They've changed some of the executives, but they could have been, they should never get involved in state education laws. And, you know, these companies are becoming woke. Senator Ron Johnson was on Newsmax recently, and he said, people don't realize the dire impact the woke politics have had on many of the once conservative corporations in America.
Okay, so if there were to be congressional hearings, how would that work out? And I believe, was it Rand Paul that even expressed an interest in that possibility? And Ted Cruz,
well,
I know, was very concerned.
People. Yeah, we have a story on Newsmax today. Ted Cruz is calling for hearings, Jim Comer in Kentucky. Many people want to have hearings on this because they want to know why these companies keep turning down, private companies keep closing down conservative media but keep the liberal media. 22 channels, most of them have ratings on DirecTV lower than Newsmax. Most cost more money than we were asking for. And yet they keep saying it's a business decision when they close down One America. It's a business decision when they close down Newsmax. Why? I think the public has a right to know, and that would come out in public hearings.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about it? I mean, this is a very important issue.
I think it's the most important issue that we're facing in the country is they can close down the media outlets, but people need to act. My point is that people need to act and find the places they can get the information they need because it's vitally important. And show that they're not going to be taken for granted. And we, again, strongly encourage people, call DirecTV, AT&T, UVerse at 877-NEWSMAX, 877-NEWSMAX. Call your congressman and senator and tell them you want hearings, even if you're not a customer of those companies, 877-NEWSMAX.
I don't think people realize the price that was paid by those who went before us for freedom of religion and then freedom of speech and freedom of the press and so forth. I don't think people realize that. I mean, even in the founding era, the founding fathers and patriots and so forth, they had to write the letters to each other, the committees of correspondence to send out the word. When you read the Bible, the New Testament, for example, many of those letters were written in prison. Because it was illegal to do so. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, let's say compare commercial-based speech, you know, on modern television and so forth, the same as the Bible. But the point is, when the word needs to get out, it does get out. And freedom of speech is not something we should take for granted at all.
Yeah. It's the most basic, like when the First Amendment protects freedom of the press, freedom of speech, right? Because it's intrinsic to all the other freedoms. If you don't have that, you're not going to have the others. And it's under assault like we've never seen. It's not just the censorship of Newsmax and One America. It's the censorship of President Trump, of conservative voices, of people that wanted to, the New York Post that wanted to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop. We have an alarming situation in this country, and people need to wake up. And you know, the people that are going to be targeted oftentimes are conservative Christians, for instance. We're seeing increasing attacks on them. We're seeing increasing attacks on believing Jews and Orthodox Jews, growing anti-Semitism. And it's because, I think, of the effort to bias people against traditional values, people of traditional values and our basic principles in this country. And Newsmax is a channel that supports faith-based reporting and the coverage of Christians and Jews and other religious groups in the United States. We're probably the best at that in the nation, and also now we're the most disliked by the liberal media.
All right, and that number again is 877-NEWSMAX. Thank you so much, Chris. We're out of time, but keep the great
Thank
fight.
You.
Sure.
Thank you, Jerry.